Officials from Iraqi Kurdistan said Tuesday that 80 Iraqi Kurdish fighters are on their way to Turkey. The officials say the fighters are armed with artillery and machine guns. They are to cross into Syria and help battle Islamic State militants for control of the town of Kobani. Another 72 fighters are expected to arrive Wednesday. Turkey's foreign minister said the Iraqi Kurdish fighters would enter Kobani at any moment. India and Vietnam have strengthened ties in defense and energy. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced an agreement after meeting in New Delhi with Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Thanh Dung. Mr. Modi said India would quickly set up a $100 million line of credit to permit Vietnam to get naval boats from India. China is closely watching the increased partnership between its two neighbors. Vietnam and China dispute territory in the South China Sea. Vietnam wants to strengthen its coastal defenses. Ukraine has condemned Russia's position on elections organized by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. The elections are set for next Sunday, November 2nd. Ukraine held national elections last Sunday, October 26. Officials in Kiev said on Tuesday that Moscow's recognition of the vote could destroy chances of peace between the two countries. A South Korean spy agency says that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un disappeared from the public for 6 weeks to have a foot operation. The National Intelligence Service, NIS, told South Korean legislators that a foreign doctor flew to North Korea. The doctor reportedly operated on Mr. Kim in September or October. He had a cyst on his foot. The North Korean leader reappeared earlier this month walking with the help of a cane. Words in the news. Artillery, noun, big guns. Condemn, verb, to say a person or action is wrong or bad. Cyst, noun, an abnormal sac of fluid on or in the body. Cane, noun, a short stick that a person uses to help him or her to walk. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.